You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. One person died following a water rescue on the Chippewa River in Eau Claire over the weekend. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews responded to reports of a person in distress under the Water Street Bridge at around 4:15 on Sunday afternoon. A bystander was found pulling the individual from the river to the shoreline under the bridge when first responders arrived and began administering medical treatment. The victim was taken by boat from the bridge to Hobbs Boat Landing before being taken to Mayo Hospital, where they later died. Hudson area residents are invited to the annual Riverfest celebration next week. The yearly event gives residents a chance to participate in a variety of events along the Lower St. Croix River as part of an effort to encourage them to help preserve the environment. Events are scheduled from Tuesday to Saturday next week, starting with the Hudson and North Hudson River cleanup on Tuesday to get volunteers out along the river picking up trash. Other events include an information session on the St. Croix watershed and a concert with the St. Croix Valley Community Band. The Rice Lake Hockey Association is working on an expansion project at the Rice Lake Hockey Arena. The expansion project will see the construction of a dry land training area where youth athletes can work on their skills without getting on the ice. Organization officials say it's part of an effort to both encourage more kids to stick with the sport and improve the infrastructure of the arena for the potential creation of a junior hockey team in the future. The organization is also pursuing plans to add another locker room and replace the building's aging roof. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Rural Road Safety Awareness Week. In an executive order signed on Monday, Governor Evers announced post-crash care big league safety as the theme for this year's Road Safety Week. The proclamation is meant to encourage residents to travel safely and highlighted the importance of having access to emergency response services in the event of a crash. The executive order also noted that about 19,000 crashes occur on the state's nearly 10,000 miles of rural highways each year. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is highlighting a recent Third Way report that projects hospitals in the state will lose nearly $265 million a year under the Republican budget bill. In a statement, Senator Baldwin said the bill will shutter hospitals and put additional strain on already struggling healthcare workers for the sake of a tax cut for the top 0.1%. The bill is projected to terminate healthcare for about 270,000 Wisconsin residents and places some rural hospitals in the state at a disproportionate risk of closure. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for fake event and ticket scams with festivals taking place across the state. Organization officials say they've received multiple reports from people who were tricked into purchasing fake tickets to real events or tickets for events that don't exist. The scams typically originate on social media and include links to websites that appear to be legitimate to purchase event tickets. The Better Business Bureau is encouraging residents to research those events and use the official festival websites. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced the distribution of over $1.6 million in grant funding to 14 organizations across the state, including an Eau Claire-based business. According to a press release, Community and Economic Development Associates of Eau Claire will receive $50,000 of funding through the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants Program. The program seeks to help entrepreneurs with technical and financial assistance to promote their growth and bring new businesses and ideas to life. The St. Croix Valley Food Alliance has announced the receipt of grant funding to support access to mental health treatment in rural communities. The funding was provided by the Northwest Alliance Community Foundation and the St. Croix Valley Foundation Vibrant Communities Mental Health Grant Program. It aims to reduce barriers to accessing mental health support and expand outreach efforts to rural residents. The Wisconsin Farmers Union-based nonprofit will also work with the Mental Health Task Force of Polk County on a mental health first aid training program. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature could result in fines for people who release Mylar balloons into the air. The legislation was referred to the State Assembly Committee on Environment and would include a $500 fine for violators if passed into law. State lawmakers say balloon releases are usually not malicious in any way, but the balloons can hit power lines and cause outages or get animals tangled up when they land. Further consideration of the proposed bill won't happen until lawmakers return to Madison in the fall. A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state lost over 55,000 jobs on the lower end of the pay scale as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the report, the state lost about 55,700 jobs that paid less than $45,000 per year since the height of the pandemic. The most heavily impacted fields include food services, office support positions, and production jobs. Low-paying transportation and shipping jobs did see an increase, and jobs with salaries over $45,000 remained stable. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been. There are genuinely 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, you know, going into a season that have a real chance to play. There are elite players on these teams in both conferences. Our young players are starting to contribute at a high level. You're going to see some of these guys pop again for us this year, just like you saw AJ Green pop for us last year. Ryan Rollins is getting ready to come. I'm just thankful that we get to kind of operate in that system and try to do things that we can.
That's Bucks GM John Horst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office remains financially healthy thanks to The Man of Steel. Superman was the top dog, to no one's surprise, pulling in $122 million domestically over the weekend and almost another $100 million from overseas. Here at home, that's the third biggest opening of the year. The news was good for DC Comics as director James Gunn is also the co-head of the whole operation, so they needed this to be a winner. Rounding out the top five were all big-time blockbuster-esque films. Jurassic World Rebirth was the top dog last week and came in second place with $40 million big ones. In its third week of release, F1 delivered $13 million at the box office. And rounding out the fourth and fifth place were kid flicks How to Train Your Dragon, which came in with close to $8 million, and Pixar's Elio, which came in with just under $4 million. Superman is expected to top the charts again next week, as there will be no real competition until The Fantastic Four, First Steps, hits the big screen July 25th. Do I recommend Superman? Sort of. As a video, it rocks, but as a movie, I guess it's still just okay. First, the good. James Gunn keeps the action and story moving along nicely. The film relies on what we already know about Superman, his adoptive parents in Kansas, and Lex Luthor, who in this installment resembles a certain billionaire. The filmmakers choose to go right to the bells and whistles, i.e. action, music, and some stunning effects. They even introduce a character that looks like it stumbled into the wrong movie from Jurassic World. There were a few other tangential issues I had, including a couple Daily Planet reporters who didn't even need to be in the film. And with a total of about 5 lines, actor Wendell Pierce as Perry White had absolutely nothing to do in the film. But Pierce is a great actor and deserves the residual checks coming his way. The main players, David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, are great as Superman and Lois. Having said that, there is definitely enough cinematic energy in this movie to make the theater-going experience more fun than watching it at home. Everyone loves an underdog story. Sean Astin is hoping to unseat Fran Drescher and become the new SAG-AFTRA president. The real underdogs here are the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of TV and Radio Artists Unions, who are coming off a 2023 4-month-long strike. The unions face uncertainty in the age of AI and studios who are now owned by major conglomerates. It's Rudy versus the nanny, so get some popcorn ready and hope that SAG ends up with the right leader. Actors are often perceived as narcissistic egomaniacs. Not saying those people don't exist, but actor Stellan Skarsgård is not one of them. The 74-year-old Swedish actor, who has sired 8 children, most of whom are actors, took a pay cut on the film's sentimental value so the crew could have better lunches. Skarsgård spent what equals $50,000 of his own money to make sure the crew was well fed, which he says will benefit the project in the long run. He is absolutely right and an incredible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid again today. Our high right around 91 this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a lot cooler with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.